When people return to homes and businesses that were flooded after Hurricane Katrina, they often confront the problem of mold. You hear so much talk in and around New Orleans about mold, we thought this might be an occasion for a brief biology lesson. What is mold, and why and how is it harmful? Michael Rinaldi is director of the Fungus Testing Laboratory and professor of pathology and medicine at the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio. Dr. Rinaldi, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
And first, what is mold?
Mold is a group of living organisms which collectively make up two morphological forms, that is, two different ways that they look to human beings. One kind of fungus, of which a mold is a part of, the kingdom fungi, is a yeast, which you might picture as being the stuff that people use when they make bread and they use to ferment beer and wine and that sort of thing. And a yeast fungus is one which is a single cell. The other kind of fungus is a mold fungus, and a mold fungus is exactly like a yeast except for the fact instead of being a single cell, it's multiple cells, and it's made up of so many multiple cells that altogether they look fuzzy, like what people would see if they had a piece of fruit they'd left out on their kitchen counter too long and they noticed that fuzzy stuff growing all over.
What's the relationship between mold and dampness, water in the house?
Yeah, it turns out that these fungi all require three things in order to live. They really love darkness. They really love even more water. And they love most of all a source of carbon to be able to absorb and eat.
So a dark wall inside a flooded structure might be just perfect.
It doesn't get much better than that.
What danger does mold pose?
Mold for your normal average human being, of course, is simply a nuisance in terms of contamination of their household items or food. But for some people, in fact, a very large majority of people on the earth, there is this thing called allergy. Interestingly enough, the molds are the single largest cause of allergy on the earth. And the third problem that molds may cause is that people who are immunocompromised, that is, people who have illnesses which render their immune system to not be working as it should, in these kind of people, they can actually cause an infectious disease where the fungus actually invades their body. So we have contamination, allergy, and infectious disease.
And does the mold actually do structural damage, say, to the wall that it's growing on, or is it really just the damage to us that we're concerned
about? I think where molds grow and they have carbon to eat, which in the case of a wall would be mainly the wood in the wall and the plasterboard, which contains cellulose. And so really the fungus not only grows there, but it actually eats those materials and so can actually structurally damage the building.
Now, apart from avoiding a flood, is there any way one can prevent mold from taking root in one's house?
Yeah, I think the single biggest item in all this is simply comes down to the major ingredient, which is water. If water is there, the fungus will grow. If you get rid of the source of the water, then the fungus will not grow.
Tell us something good about mold, something that mold does for us in the environment.
Yeah, I'm happy that you asked that because, of course, being a guy that is the bearer of the bad part of mold, it really turns out their good stuff far, far outweighs their bad stuff. In fact, if it weren't for the molds, we would be living in a sea of dead bodies. It turns out when anything that's alive dies, an insect, a tree, a human being, you name it, it's the fungi that degrade, or what we say decompose, the carbon of that former living thing and render it back into the atmosphere in the form of carbon dioxide. So essentially, the fungi are not only necessary for the earth to survive, they are the main sort of turnover agents of organic carbon on the earth. So their very existence allows us to exist as well. So it's not all bad with the molds, but in fact the good far outweighs the bad.
Dr. Michael Rinaldi is talking to us from the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.